Okay, so I've been staring at this Oryx paper from BAA and I keep coming back to one sentence. Discovering an answer is costly. Verifying a candidate is cheap. That's it. That's the whole thesis.
Right, and it's a real observation. Most deep research agents today just extend the search. More steps, more context, same trajectory. The problem is early errors compound. You revisit dead ends. You accept a partially valid answer because nothing better came up. Searching longer doesn't fix any of that.
Exactly.
URX's actual move is to make verification a control signal between rounds, not a final filter at the end. You get a provisional answer. You audit it constraint by constraint. You figure out which claims are supported and which are still hanging, and that becomes the input to the next research problem. It's a loop, not a longer line.
Which is honestly such a cleaner product framing than We Search Better. Like a user asking a hard multi-part question doesn't want the agent to try harder. They want it to know which parts it's still unsure about and go fix those specifically.
Yeah, and the architecture reflects that pretty directly. There's an inner research loop that gathers evidence and builds a provisional answer with a confidence score, and then an outer self-improvement loop that either accepts it, refines it, or restarts from a better targeted problem. The belief estimates over individual constraints govern when you keep going and when you stop.
Okay, so the thing I found genuinely interesting, and tell me if I'm reading this wrong, is the context update tool. Because that's not a generic summarizer bolted on from outside. RX learns to invoke it itself.
Yeah, that's the part that caught my attention too. Long research trajectories accumulate a lot of noise, failed queries, outdated plans, duplicated observations. If you just keep the full history, you distract the model. If you truncate indiscriminately, you lose evidence you need later for verification.
Mm-hmm.
So the context update tool compresses the interaction history into what they call a compact improvement state. Verified evidence with citations, constraint satisfaction status, open gaps, next research plan, and because RX produces it itself, it stays aligned with what the agent actually believes and what it needs to do next. That's meaningfully different from slapping a summarization model on top.
It's like the agent is doing its own working memory management, which, honestly, this is just our EP 749 lesson with different clothes on. External history navigation instead of compressed conditioning. Remember when we said retrieval augmented harness engineering was the load-bearing move? This is that. But the agent is doing the retrieval on its own past.
Yeah, that's a fair callback. The mechanism is different. This is learned compression. Not retrieval from an external index, but the underlying problem is identical. Don't throw away diagnostic information just to stay tractable.
Okay, training. Walk me through it because there are three stages and I want to make sure I'm not mangling it.
So the first stage is basically supervised capability acquisition, teaching the model to search, use tools, construct provisional answers, verify individual constraints, standard stuff. Then agentic mid-training on verified synthetic tasks and high-quality trajectories. Then long horizon reinforcement learning.
And the sparse reward problem?
Right, that's the hard part. Long trajectories, single final reward. The model can't tell which of the 30 intermediate steps actually mattered. So they do what they call critical interval exposure. They identify and upweight key steps where decisive evidence was acquired, a contradiction got resolved, or a wrong research direction was corrected.
I keep thinking about that episode every time I see long horizon RL. The seed paper, now this. The field keeps reinventing the same fix from slightly different angles.
Which is honestly fine. It means the fix is probably right. The question is always implementation fidelity.
Like every deep research tool I've seen, either times out or just stops when the model feels done, which is vibes-based termination. Oryx is at least trying to make that decision legible. Here's the confidence threshold. Here's the constraint checklist. Here's why we stopped.
I'll grant that. The termination criterion, being belief estimate-driven rather than heuristic, is a real design choice. My caveat is that the belief estimates are still model-produced. You're trusting the agent's own confidence calibration, which historically is not great. Fluent self-approval is not verification, and I said basically the same thing in the context of skill-based grading.
You did. You said it several times, actually.
I'll keep saying it until someone fixes it.
Okay, so who actually builds with this? Like, what does the realistic user look like?
Honestly, I think this is closer to research infrastructure than a drop-in product right now. The models are on Hugging Face under the BAAI collection. There's an app at ericsresearch.com and a homepage at the Vector Space Lab GitHub page, so the weights are accessible. But running the full two-loop system with the learned context update tool is not a simple API call. You need rollout infrastructure. You need to handle the state across rounds.
So it's shippable for teams who already have that harness, basically.
Yeah. The 4B Turbo model is probably the more accessible entry point, smaller, faster, and if the benchmark numbers transfer to real tasks, useful for teams doing constrained information retrieval at scale. The MoE is the one you'd reach for if you're already running large inference and you want the full capability.
The thing that's going to determine whether this actually gets adopted is whether that improvement state, the compact one, the agent writes for itself, is inspectable. Because if I'm a team deploying this, I want to see the constraint checklist. I want a dashboard that shows me which claims are verified and which are still open, not a black box that says I'm confident now.
That's actually a really good product requirement that the paper doesn't address. The improvement state exists. It contains all that information structurally, but whether it surfaces cleanly to an operator is a separate engineering question they don't answer.
Right. And that's the difference between research infrastructure and a product. The receipts have to be legible.
Okay, I'll put a mild stake down here. I think the 4B Turbo weights get meaningfully picked up by the open source research community within the next 6 weeks. Someone builds a wrapper, benchmarks it against Perplexity or a similar product, and we find out pretty fast whether the gains hold outside BAA's eval setup. 65, 35, it happens before September.
I'll take that bet at those odds. I think it happens. I'm just not sure the wrapper is good enough to tell us anything useful about production behavior. The benchmark to real task gap on deep research is still huge.
Fair qualifier. We can revisit.
All right. Weights are on Hugging Face, BAAI collection. Search RRX at axe at rxresearch.com if you want to poke at it directly. Tyler, I think this is one of the more honest architectural papers we've read in a while. It's not claiming the agent is smarter, it's claiming the LOB is better designed.
Yeah. The discovery verification asymmetry framing is clean, and I think it's correct. Whether the implementation fully delivers on it is the reproduction question. But the right question is being asked, which is rarer than it should be.
On that note of rare intellectual honesty, which I realize is extremely on-brand for episode 785 of whatever this thing is we do, talk to you next time, Tyler.